ain't too bad once you get used to it. We ought to have music like this at home. I mean, Earth, man. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. If they can't, they'll never know that I'm the first cat on Mars. I don't know how I got here. I had a hit and a drag with a miss on a jag, and here I am. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. When I woke up, there was little people all around me. One Mars chick stares me right in the face. No eyes, just stares.
You're cute.
She had four ears and a snout, and man, I've been out, but this is ridiculous. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. I didn't know the language, so I said, take me to your leader. Well, I guess that was the wrong thing to say, 'cause it went over like a chaperone at a record hop. So I split and hid, and I'm lucky I did, 'cause man, they're searching. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. Man, I'll sure be glad when them crazy scientists finally get here. Like, man, I want to get down. When I get home, I ain't gonna be eating nothing but vitamin pills. I'm getting tired of this eating each other. Hello, world! Hello, world! Hello,
world. One night when the moon was shining bright, I heard the weirdest sound. I looked and saw a little green disc. It was going around and round. I stopped to gaze, so I was amazed to see the little green men. They were making music out of this world. They were a Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The words they were singing didn't make sense, but they were loud and clear. They sure were having the time of their life. They didn't know I was near. Oh, I could see, but I couldn't believe when a guest star did appear. She was singing something very sad and shedding little green tears. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The music they played was weird and strange, and it lasted until dawn. When the sun began to climb the sky, it didn't take very long for the little green men to fly away to the Martian land. It was the weirdest sound on earth to hear the Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle, and one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band.
I saw the sheriff
the jail, he was moving mighty fast. I asked him what the trouble was, he yelled back as he passed, "I don't have time to talk now, there's something folks have seen, and it landed out in a pasture on Farm Road 318. People started crowding up, they came from miles around. They didn't try to get too close, it made a crazy whining sound. With red and blue lights flashing, and the top glowing green, that funny looking saucer out on Farm Road 318. Then from the side, a door swung wide, out stepped a little man. I thought for sure that the mud was gonna hit the fan. Then he held his hand up, friendly like, not me. That funny looking creature on Farm Road 318. He started talking to us, though his lips we could not see. I guess he used that stuff they call mental telepathy. He said, "Now don't be frightened, though I'm the first you've ever seen. We've been landing here for you on Farm Road 318.
Let me out of your desk, blessed you. Let me out of here, I say. Let me out of jail.
How come you in jail in the first place, cousin?
I tell you, it was just like this here, buddy. One day I saw a pretty girl just standing on the street, and since I am so handsome, I thought we ought to meet. I walked right up to her and said, with a silly grin, "Now how about splitting a banana split? That's why I'm in the shape I'm in."
He didn't know she was a policeman.
I do now, but
he didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that woman's rough.
He didn't know she was a policeman
till she hit me and I went flippity-flop, flippity-flop.
All right, on with the song.
We sent out for a doctor, but they brought back a nurse. And when she looked into his eyes, he felt his liver burst. She opened up his mouth and put her hand right down his throat. And when she pulled it out again,
she had a blue policeman's coat.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Y'all see these knots on
he
my head.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Yeah. Till she hit me and I went flippity-flop, flippity-flop.
That's enough gab, now on with the song.
Oh, excuse me there, yeah.
And now he's in the jailhouse as happy as can be. And he's got a pretty little blue-eyed cop sitting on his knee. We know you won't believe it, but it's the gospel truth. He's married to a policeman now,
who thinks that I am awfully cute.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now,
buddy. He didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that's the meanest woman.
He didn't know she was a policeman
till she hit me and I went a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop.
Put some knots on your old gourd, didn't you, John?
Sure did.
And now that it's all over, he's got just this to say. Don't try to split a banana split or you will look this way. And if you see a pretty girl, just look, think, and stop. Cause underneath that old sack dress,
she might just be a lady cop.
Cause underneath that old sack dress, she might just be a lady cop.
soon as you get down here, that you see I'm trying to play this banjo for this gal.
I love to serenade my gal and pick a little tune, but serenade and Lucy don't set well with my hound dog Moon. He's such a loving hound dog, but he's jealous of my gal, 'cause when I serenade my Lucy, Moon just starts to howl while he goes. I sure love my Lucy and we'd marry up in June, but if I marry Lucy, I can't pay no banjo tune, 'cause Moon goes.
My dad never paid the sorry praising rich folks do. They never gave him an even break. He ate sawmill gravy instead of T-bone steak. And the holes in the roof let the rain come a-pouring through. We had to fight our way to get through our neighborhood. All the punks on our block, they just weren't no dang good. There was all nationalities, the whites, the blacks, and the browns. We didn't have any new shoes on our feet, no electric fan during summer heat. And the clothes on our back were just plain old hand-me-downs. My mom never had a new dress to wear. She didn't have any money to go and fix her hair. We couldn't get credit, the upper crust wanted cash. She stood behind Dad when times were mean. They died in poverty when I was 16. Guess there's no place at all in this world for us poor white trash. And nobody wants anything to do with us poor white trash. Even the highbrows look down their noses at us poor white trash. And two-thirds of this world is made up of us poor white trash.
Colony. I was walking along walking in front of me. I noticed all her many charms, and believe me, she had quite a few. I wanted to take her in my arms, but I knew that wouldn't do. So I said to this gal at the nudist colony, "Why, it's hotter than sand, shall we go sit beneath a tree?" She looked at me for quite a while, and I guess I blushed a bit. Then she broke into a great big smile. God dog, I made a hit. Well, we talked for a while, then she gave me a smile and said, "Sure is warm, let's go somewhere else instead." So we found a great big shady tree. We left that hot old sun. I'd smile at her and she'd smile at me. Just watching her was fun. Yeah, we did have fun, but it's over and done for me. Now I'm back on my job down at the factory. Boy, I got me a wife, and I'll say one thing, you get just what you see. If you meet your wife like I met mine at the nudist colony.
Others shake their head and look at me in amazement and surprise. Well, don't get me wrong now, the people I've met I love, My name is Little Jimmy. I've never been ashamed of my size. Can you imagine a full-grown man to stand on a chair, to look in a mirror, to comb the hair on his head? It says on the bus, leave the drive unto us. Well, I have no choice, I'd like a Rolls Royce. I even use a ladder to climb up on my bed. Well, I'm 3'11", I weigh 82 pounds. I'm no bigger than a plain old coffee can. I don't want no one's sympathy, I just hide it from you all. My name is Little Jimmy. Little's what I am. Can you imagine a full-grown man to stand on a chair, to look in a mirror, to comb the hair on his head? They say on a bus, leave the drive unto us. Oh, well, I have no choice, I'd like a Rolls Royce. I even use a ladder to climb up on my bed. Well, I'm 3'11", I weigh 82 pounds. I'm no bigger than a plain old coffee can. I don't want no one's sympathy, just a howdy from you all. My name is Little Jimmy. Little's what I am.
Well, there once lived an outlaw in a small border town whose guns were the fastest of any guns around. He killed with a passion, this man had his way. He killed with a passion, the legends true they say. Hands were like the lightning and his bid for the draw. No man could outdraw this border town outlaw. 30 marks were notched on the butts of his guns. Some folks believe he's a devil's own son. Devil's own son, devil's own son. Now people, they tremble in fear of this man. Good folks stayed indoors praying for a helping hand to rid this town of evil and restore peace of mind. Everybody knew he's the worst of his kind. Worst of his kind. Worst of his kind. One day a stranger rolled in from the west. Just a little bitty feller compared to all the rest. Looked like a little kid, he's so young and so small. But that look in his eyes showed he wasn't scared at all. Tell it, this little boy was just looking for a fight. All eyes were on him, the sun was at high noon when he hitched up to the rail of the Gold Bar Saloon. Gold Bar Saloon, Gold Bar Saloon. Now his voice was strong and steady, though he spoke with a drawl. I've come here to challenge this border town outlaw. Two shots rang out in the still of the day when the smoke had cleared, there two bodies lay. Wasn't any sleep for the town folks that night. Out of the skies this stranger's voice would come. His voice was loud and clear, his will be done. His will be done, his will be done. Now this legend is true, and so the story goes. For the heavens opened up and the stranger arose. For today on this hilltop overlooking the town stands one empty grave. A hole in the ground, a hole in the ground, a hole in the ground, a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
smirk upon his lips. Six ways of dying alone on each hill. But he said he had come to find the man that gunned his father down. He had trailed him north, he had trailed him south, he had trailed him to this town. For 6 long years this man trudged on through wind and rain and snow. He had to find the killer, the man he hated so. The smell of death was in the air and hate was in his eyes. We knew before the sun would set someone was bound to die. We tried to tell this stranger to ride on out of town. We told him this was not the man who'd gunned his father down. The stranger wouldn't listen, he pushed us all aside. He walked up to the barroom door and quickly stepped inside. He glanced along the bar in this heavy smoke-filled room, singled out the big man, the one who'd made his doom. He dropped his hands aside his hips and loudly cursed his name. Said the time will come for payment when you play this deadly game. The big man froze a moment, then slowly turned around. And with that flash of anger, the stranger cut him down. The flash of flame was all we saw, a 6-gun spark we heard. The big man pitched upon his face without a single word. The stranger knew a second late his downfall had begun. For though his hands moved to his hips, the big man wore no guns. The stranger looked around the room, then moved towards the door. He knew the chase had ended with his foe upon the floor. But he knew his fight was far from won, for it had to live this down. Of the day he shot a blind man at a sleepy cattle town. Of the day he killed a blind man at a sleepy cattle town.
Sit way up there in the sky and watch the birds go flying by, and then sometimes you wonder why you get them ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. You wait for the boss to say come down, you wait for a job that's on the ground, you wait for payday to roll around, and you got ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. You hook a choker around a beam, the choker slips and the pusher screams, it's sure enough to make you mean, then you get ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. You put your spud wrench in the hole and someone hollers, hold the roll, it seems they want your very soul, and you got ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. Take your rod wrench from your hip, the wire breaks and you hit your lip, it's near enough to make you quit, then you get ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. It seems that you can't never gain, it's either got a snow or rain, or you get so cold you feel no pain, then you got ironworker blue. You get them ironworker blue. Thank you. hours a day. You just can't make it out on that pay, but you're so darn broke, you gotta stay. Then you get iron worker blues. You get them iron worker blues. On Friday night, you're on your way with your dirty clothes and only half your pay. You know darn well what your wife will say. Then you got iron worker blues. You get them iron worker blues. I got them iron worker
life is full of thrills. You work up high where the buttons mill. You build the bridges and the towers tall. The pay you get seems mighty small. Hear the blast of the rivet gun. It's all work now, no more fun. The heater's mad, the boss is sore. He says, rivets, man, go get some more. Sling that rigging and sling it fast. Make that connection tight and fast. If you've been born a millionaire, you wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air. Blackie and Brownie and Whitey and Red, some of the boys are already dead. They gave their life for the work they loved. The fate now rests with the man up above. A tower tall on a mountain peak, working in the rain, they drive and sleep. A holler to the busher, can we come down? No, no man, no work on the ground. Sling that rigging and sling it fast. Make that connection tight and fast. If you'd been born a millionaire, you wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air. You wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air.
Down in the mines in the belly of the earth, scratching and digging for all we was worth. Me and Ed Johnson and a colored man, Clyde, working and a sweating side by side. Well, Clyde's foot slipped and he fell against Ed. I shut off my mouth and I lost my head. I called him a nigger and I shoved him back. And I reminded him that his color was black. He never said a word, not even a sigh, just a hurt expression and a tear in his eye. I tried to tell him that he was acting like a kid, 'cause I was real proud of the deed I had did. When all of a sudden, I heard a loud crack, and a great big timber hit me right across the back. As the mine caved in, I fell to the ground, my face in the mud, I was belly down. When I came to, I heard a man groan. I heard some digging and a slight little moan. I felt somebody lifting the timber from me. The pain was unbearable, but at least I was free. He lifted me up and he started to walk. And as he was walking, he started to talk. He was talking to the Lord like a personal friend, begging and pleading for the light to come in. I saw Ed Johnson as dead as he could be, and here was this black man trying to save me. There came a big flash and the wall caved in, and there was the rescue. 19 men. They took us up top. What a pitiful sight. Kin folks and loved ones there in the night. With no one to claim me or to reach for my hand, I gave thanks to heaven for that strong black man. Now with each day that passes, I say my own prayer and offer a blessing that the black man was there. I still hear him praying for the rescue that night and holding me close, trying to calm my fright. I relive these memories just day after day, and there is only one thing left to say. He lit my darkness and made me understand that I am only human like the strong black man.
Decided we would settle down. So we drew out all our savings and we bought a little patch of ground. We thought we'd raise cotton that would blossom into fields of pink. But the rains never came and the cotton had nothing to drink. The streams were dried up and the well was getting awful low. But tears won't make the cotton grow. Well, my little woman worked and sweated till her body got sore. She gave up wearing dresses and she sacrificed a whole lot more. By the time we had the ground plowed and had all the seed in the soil, her gentleness was hardened by doing too much manly toil. The price she had to pay is a debt that I'll always owe. But tears won't make the cotton grow. Well, I woke up this morning and I touched my little woman's head. In a moment I discovered that my little woman was dead. I sat there by her side and held her hand till the sun went down. I made her a resting place and I dressed her in her gingham gown. I dreamed last night the angels cried for us alone. But tears won't make the cotton grow.
Snake Valley, Jackson Jailhouse is my home. If I stay here much longer, Jackson Jailhouse I will own. I don't want your pint of whiskey. want your ball and chain. I don't want your honky-tonk women or the Jackson jail again. Went walking boldly through town. Police swung up on my coattail, and now I'm Jackson jailhouse bound. They took me over to the courthouse, and $25 was my fine. When I get drunk, the police catch me. I just lay in the jailhouse all the time. I don't want your pint of whiskey. I don't want your ball and chain. I don't want your honky-tonk women, the Jackson jail again, the Jackson jail again.
On the reservation, I'm the daughter of the chief of the Indian nation. They call me Squaw Girl. A white man fell in love with me. He said, "I love you, Cherokee. I love you, Squaw Girl." knew how the big chief felt with a white man's scalps upon his belt. I'm just a squaw girl. And though his love was real and true, no white man will ever get you, squaw girl. They bound and tied him to the stake. They planned next day his life to take. But he loved a squaw girl. So now the white man wanders free, and by his side, guess who? It's me, squaw girl.
Everybody, welcome to Lou's Place. And now, just back from a 2-year engagement, playing for the VD. No, I mean playing for the VC, the new secret atom bomb, a big rock, the mad, mad bullshipper. And his little disease, almost alive and in person, Tadpole. Make him welcome, everybody. Make him welcome.
There was an old lady from Brewster. She had 9 hens and a rooster. Hold it, boys. Hey, let's do that again. What do you say? We got a new tambourine beater here with us tonight. There was an old lady from Brewster. She had 9 hens and a rooster. The rooster died. The old lady cried. Her hens didn't lay like they used to. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Each had a dollar and a quarter. When they came down, Jill had 2.5. They didn't go up for water. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame?
And Jill's 2. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Well, old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her dog some bread. When she bent over, Rover took over. She got bread instead. Ain't that a shame?
Everybody join us.
Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Said the good little girl to the bad little girl, gee, but it's hard to be good. Said the bad little girl to the good little girl, it's gotta be hard to be good. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame?
Sing it to me, Daddy.
Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. I took my baby out to the zoo to see what we could see. After she saw what the elephants had, she wouldn't go home with me. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Well, little Jack Horner sat in the corner playing with his girlfriend Mary. Stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum, said, dig that crazy cherry. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, Mary!
Ain't that a shame?
With a crazy cherry.
Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Well, my daddy told me when I was three, politics was meant for me. My charm and wit and gab would see me through. The public loves a common man, a name that they can understand. So my daddy up and went and named me Hubert. I ran each race hard with strength and zeal. I knew that I had proud appeal. My dad was proud as punch of his bright son. My name became a household word. From far and near, you'd hear it heard. It could have been worse. He could have named me John. They came to love me in the Senate. When I gave my word, they knew I meant it. But visions of the White House came to view. The times before, I got the shaft. This time, I'm waiting for the draft. And it better not turn out to be a lousy beer.
I've been a movie star, it's true. But now my showbiz days are through. I want to win this presidential fight. I sought support as the race grew hotter, but I found no gold in the Arizona water. Though in his heart, he really knows I'm right. Now, our diplomatic messenger, yes, I do mean Dr. Kissinger, has just made our foreign policy banal. So my proposed solution is certainly not a revolution. Let's just trade Henry for the Panama Canal.
May I respond to that?
Quiet, Henry. I was appointed to my seat. I like the job. I think it's neat. I'd like to fill that chair for 4 more years. As I campaigned, I didn't worry. Incumbents never have to scurry. As the man who had the job, I had no fears. But then one day, while courting Texans, I ate some food they said was Mexican. I took a bite and smiled, but just my luck. I made a goof, and oh, by golly, it turned out to be a hot tamale, and I lost the state because I didn't peel the shuck.
From the time I became a starter, I felt that folks wanted Jimmy Carter, but other fellas wanted that spot too. Shriver, Benson, Harrison by, I beat him handily on each try, and I wouldn't bet peanuts on the others too. Now I'm just like the common folk. I don't drink and I don't smoke, and I keep my body clean, and that's for sure. I want to be your president and share that honored residence as long as the neighborhood is ethnically pure. Now this young fellow who just hit town, I believe his name is Jerry Brown, he's got the looks and they say he's first rate. But I'm not worried about the nomination, because I think to Jerry's consternation, his parents won't let him stay up that late.
To all my friends both far and near, let me make this perfectly clear. I've got a word of advice for those four guys. They say they want my ex-seat. They think it's gonna be a treat. Boy, are they in for a big surprise. There are those who say that I bear a grudge, that my name will always wear a smudge. To live in bitterness, that will be my fate. Not me, I've got no axe to grind. I've love for all, I'm just that kind. So stuff that in your buttergate.
You boys print me with five rap line. Last I recall, a song was mine. If you want some advice, then let me give you a clue. If you want to head this great land and choose a name that'll make you take a stand, and if I ever have a son, I ain't going to name him Ronald or Jimmy or Jerry or Richard or Hubert. I think I'll name him Sue.
Farm and a television set.
A television set. A television set.
A 20-acre farm and a television set.
I had a friend who tried to get hitched, but he only got his poor heart ditched. She broke his heart when her wedding dress.
She traded even swap for a television set.
A television set. A television set.
She traded even swap for a television set. The doctor said she needed a television set.
A television set. A television set.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
Here's to the four old bald-headed men wearing the mark of the rolling pin. They'll have more if they don't agree
to get a television for the family.
For the family. For the family.
To get a television for the family.
Here's to the boy who dated Irene. He bragged too much in the moonlight beam. She wouldn't say goodnight for a bit.
She learned that he had a television set.
A television set. A television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
that whole thing. Well, one day I was mighty hungry, cried down to my name. I said a piece of chicken sure could ease this pain. I spied row all the chicken just inside the gate, and I grabbed that hen by the nape of the neck and I made my escape. And it was finger licking good. Well, one day an old time preacher came to my hometown. He whooped out his Bible and he laid the law down. He preached till fire and brimstone and he looked straight at me. And that's all that it took to bring me to my knees. When I was a sinner, the devil made me do it. And when I was a drifter, he always did me wrong. And when I got in trouble, he never saw me through it. But when I met the Savior, the devil knew it. Blip, blip, blip. That's all, folks.
The day. This is Little BJ, and I've got something to say. I went to see Mama Teddy Bear just to pass time by, but when she saw me coming, she began to cry. She pulled off that old CD and just looked at me. Her heart overflowed and her tears ran free. Well, I guess I was Teddy Bear's best friend. I've lived next to them since I don't know when. And that's why now, before my memory grows old, the rest of the story just has to be told. You see, you wasn't there, but I saw the change take place. And little Teddy Bear was slowly losing the race. I knew it, and his mama did too. But there was nothing neither one of us could do. And then finally, he was too weak to get out of bed. And one day, he looked at me and said, "Will you turn on the radio and go on the air and tell all my trucker friends what is happening to Teddy Bear?" I tell you, one of the hardest things I ever done in my time was pick up that mic and say, "Break 19, this is to all you truckers who really care. I hate to tell you, but we're losing Teddy Bear." But they just laughed and joked at me and said, "We'll catch him later on the old CB." But they never did catch Teddy Bear again. Because late that night, the angels came. The funeral was held at the church as Teddy Bear started his last ride.
Near, oh my God, to thee. Near, oh to thee.
And as the procession came to the little city square, it seemed like 100 engines had filled the air. The truckers had dropped their trailers off behind, and one by one they fell in line. They all tried to comfort Mama Teddy Bear. It seemed like the Spirit of God just filled the air. They formed a circle around the little grave, and a lot of big men cried that day as they paid their last respect on Teddy Bear's last ride.
Nero, Nero,
Yeah.